there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. I'm delighted to welcome you to the Season 2 premiere of Simple Acts Big Impact. This is such a fantastic conversation, the first of many that I'll be sharing every Wednesday. Today, I'm speaking with Krish, a high school senior whose passion for the game of chess sparked the creation of a nonprofit, Power of Pawns. We talk about equity, mentorship, and the need to take chances and put yourself out there. I just loved talking to Krish. I think this episode sets a positive, inspiring tone for this season, which is filled with some really incredible changemakers. Welcome back, everybody. I'm excited to introduce you to Krish today. He is going to tell us about something that my kids and my family love, which is chess, and a wonderful organization that he started to help other kids to love chess as much as he does. How are you, Krish?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for joining us today. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit more about yourself, and then tell everyone about the Power of Pawns and how it all got started.
My name is Krish Sharma. I'm a rising senior from Wisconsin at Brookfield Academy High School in Brookfield, Wisconsin. And I've been playing chess since the age of 6. So that's really where my chess journey started.
Wow.
Yeah. So ever since a very young age, I was at my elementary school's chess club. And one day, I think my parents just kind of told me to just go and see how it was. And I started playing out against like older kids. So I remember I got destroyed like a lot, and I lost a lot of games, but somehow I decided I should stick with it. And I found a couple of kids who were my age who also play the game. And that's really when I started to take a lot of interest and start competing and that sort of thing. So I've been competing all the way since about 7 or 8 years old.
Wow. And can I ask you what your highest rank has ever been? I know that it's like a numeric thing, right?
So yeah. So I'm right now rated around 1900, which is close to the expert level. The expert level is considered around 2000.
Okay.
So that's my current ranking. And in the state, I've been as high as second in the state. So
wow, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
It
thank
is such
you.
A fantastic game. My own son started playing as a little boy. Actually, in nursery school, they had a little after school program where they just taught them the pieces. And I remember he was so little, he was like 3 years old, and he would come home and he would show me the pieces, and he would say, "This is a rook," or "This is a pawn. So I do think that it's a wonderful thing that we introduce very young children to it, because you don't maybe necessarily need to understand all of the ins and outs of the game, but just to sort of develop the love of the game, I think it just fires up different parts of your brain, and it's just really fantastic. So tell me when you decided to turn this personal passion, which is what this podcast is all about, into something that would help other kids.
Yeah. So for me, it was actually around the time of COVID, actually, that when the pandemic struck and the kind of the chess world got flipped upside down, especially in our community. It was very hard. I mean, obviously, a lot of the tournaments are held in person. A lot of the communities, they see each other by playing chess like over the board, like in person. And when that was kind of struck down, everything moved to like an online format. And a lot of the interest kind of was lost at first. So I think when I started online, I first actually was coaching some students that my coach had asked me to help out with, because these particular students couldn't really afford, I guess, his private coaching. And it's interesting, because in the chess world, like a lot of the top players, they have coaches, and these coaches are like pretty dedicated. Not many people know about it, but these coaches are dedicated, and they are quite expensive. So kind of serving as a coach, and then with the experience of kind of teaching 4 kids online through Zoom during COVID, that was really when I got my first love for really coaching and giving back to the younger community. I realized that this is really something that can really make an impact on these children's life. And especially during the time of COVID, it was something that, you know, took them away from, you know, just watching TV, and just it was really hard to really find things to do. So chess was definitely a hobby that I know a lot of people picked up during that time. So that was kind of when my inspiration came, and I decided really to try to take it a step further. So once we kind of entered out of the COVID realm, I started to try to pursue opportunities to try to teach in person. And the first location we found was actually my local temple, which is about 10 minutes away from me. And there it was really nice because we had a wonderful reception, a lot of kids who were passionate and really want to learn the game. So we started off with around 10 to 20 kids. And it was a really fun experience for me too, because I was kind of also learning like how, what are the best ways to teach the kids, like the basics, like teaching them the pieces, like you said.
Sure, sure.
All those things. So it was a really great experience for me. And from there I was like, wow, this is something that we can really, you know, make an impact with. So I started talking to local chess players, some people who had from my school on my team, and I gathered a group of volunteers, and we started expanding. And now we're at the point where we're actually still teaching at the temple, but we have around 100 kids there. So that's really grown significantly. And I think from there, it was kind of like, at least for me, about thinking about ways to expand and reach our ultimate goal of, you know, spreading the game of chess, kind of the love of the game. And once we kind of started having success at the temple, we started going more into Milwaukee, which is the city that I'm originally from, and the inner city, which I think is a very awesome place. Milwaukee, I definitely recommend anybody listening to visit. It's a great place. So we went in there, and we taught at a school, and even this summer we actually taught at the Boys and Girls Club there. And those experiences were absolutely amazing. I think we were really able to connect with the kids, you know, teach them the game, and you really saw like the light in their eyes when they started understanding, like, oh, this piece moves like this. Oh, the pawn goes like this. Like, it's really a really nice thing. And I think, like you touched on, the beauty of chess isn't really always like about winning and losing. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I try to center our organization around. And actually we created shirts, and on the back of it, we put, I never lose. I either win or learn. And that's kind of the mantra that we try to teach the kids as they kind of go out into the world, and you know, wherever life takes them, that's something that they can hold with them.
Wow. Wow. Krish, that is such a beautiful perspective, and what a wonderful thing to teach little kids, right? There is so much about winning and losing and sports. I mean, we have such an emphasis on sports and winning and competition, and it's so toxic. And I just think, and even in the chess world, you know how these competitions can be. I remember they were very intense, and like, we need to kind of dial back on that rhetoric. It's just really not helpful. And everyone should feel good about learning the game of chess, which is really hard, right? And yes, maybe teaching others and going out into the world. It is such a life skill. You know, if you go anywhere to a park in an inner city and there's a chess board set up, you can sit down and play with anybody. It doesn't matter where that person is from, what their background is, and you'll strike up a conversation with a person you might not have otherwise met. And just what a wonderful opening kind of thing that can be for kids. I love your whole philosophy. I also think it's interesting what you said about, and I talk to teens about this all the time. If you're passionate about something, anything, a sport, a game, and you have the ability to teach younger people the thing that you love, you're going to enjoy that. They're going to count on you. They're going to look up to you. And more importantly, you actually understand it better in the teaching of it, right? Because you have to explain it to someone. In order to explain it, you really, really have to know how to do it. And so I think that you actually learn by teaching, which is so amazing. And I'm sure these kids look up to you. Yeah. And can I ask you, how did you, obviously you walked into your temple and they were like, yeah, come on in, and this is amazing, and 100 kids showed up. But in terms of going to the Boys and Girls Club, going to the local schools, expanding perhaps into more of the schools, how are you going about doing that? How are you getting those introductions, getting those doors opened? Are you recruiting additional volunteers? You know, how are you promoting the program?
Yeah. So I think this is kind of the biggest thing that I've learned, at least running a nonprofit and, you know, trying to do these things, is that not everybody's going to say yes to you. So I've learned that the hard way is that a lot of people did not respond or really didn't respond to me. But I think a lot of the things about like using connections or through various events, I actually participated in a live pitch competition, which is called, it was called Junior Achievement YE Live, which is a Young Entrepreneurs Live competition. It's held, it's like a kind of statewide competition in Wisconsin. And I participated in that and I managed to actually win it. And that gave me a lot of connections. So from there, I wasn't even going to enter the competition. And I just was like, okay, why not? I just decided to do it. And those types of risks that you just take, you never know what can come from that. And I ended up meeting someone who works with the Boys and Girls Club. And he was like, hey, this could really be a nice thing for you to go in and help them with. And then so I just reached out to them and they were like, yeah, we had a chess program before COVID, but it's not up and running right now. So we would love to have you. So that's kind of the beauty of, and I think for anybody who wants to really make a change, especially in the nonprofit space, everybody's so kind. Everybody knows and understands that you're doing something that you're passionate about and you're really trying to bring in change. So you're not really going to encounter people who are just going to say no to you. So it's always good to just ask as many people as possible.
100%. I say this all the time about fundraising or anything else. The worst thing that someone can say to you is no. Right? I mean, people might be unkind or rude or something, but probably not, as you point out, not in this space, not in this,
exactly.
you're a young person offering your time and your talent to help other people. If they can't accept your help because for some logistical reason or whatever, that's fine. But the worst thing that someone can say to you is no, or no, thank you. And then you move on to someone else. It is always, always worth a try. It's always worth the effort. I love 100%. What you said about the Junior Achievement and the Young Entrepreneurship Competition. Like, what did you have to lose, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And then by doing this, you won, which is amazing. And even if you hadn't won, you would have met a lot of people and you would have found some interesting connections. Everything in life is about connecting and engaging and showing up. And that's exactly what you've done here. Well, I think it's fantastic. Do you have any plans to sort of continue this into the future? Obviously, you're a senior. You're going to apply to college. You're going to move on, possibly move outside of Wisconsin. Do you have younger people coming up behind you who might take over responsibility for the program?
Yeah, we actually have younger volunteers, but also I plan on continuing. I actually have older volunteer as well, who's going to college as well. And he's talking about, you know, continuing it there. And I think that's the beauty of chess, like you mentioned earlier. It's not really something that's defined by age. Anybody can really play and learn the game. So as I move on to college and I understand that I'll be maybe a little bit busier, but there'll also be more opportunities, you know, to try to implement this sort of, you know, organization. So I 100% plan on continuing it. And yeah, we have younger volunteers. And also we're planning on expanding as well. So this upcoming year, actually, I have a friend in Massachusetts who's actually going to start teaching as well. So we're having a chapter there. We also have a chapter that's been running in California. So we're just looking to really expand and expand our reach, because it's something that's beautiful. And chess is really a great game for everybody. So I think that's something that makes it easy really to expand.
Absolutely. I love this idea of expanding and having ambassadors in different states. Everyone, every single school, I don't care who you are, inner city, suburban, urban, rural, everyone would welcome a program like this. This is a win-win-win. This is a no-brainer situation. Wherever you go to college and whatever community you go to, you are going to have underserved kids and under-resourced schools that would welcome this kind of help. And it might just be a logistical hassle, figuring out who to talk to, how to get the right permissions and all of those things. But again, back to our point, it is always, always worth it. And I know that the kids appreciate it. This is a skill that they will take into the rest of their lives, and that who knows what doors it might open for them. You know, it's really just such a beautiful thing. Well, Chris, how can people learn more about the organization, maybe reach out to you, start a chapter where they are?
Yeah, we welcome anybody to reach out to us. So you can reach us through our website, which is www.powerpawns.com. And there's a contact us there. You can also reach us through our Instagram, which is Power Pawns Chess, all one word. And that's a great way to really reach out to us. So any way you want to reach out to us, we are 100% accepting any advice, anything, and we will respond to you immediately. So we love engaging with the community. So that's definitely one of the things that makes this at least organization so awesome.
That's just fantastic. Krish, I can't thank you enough. This was such a great conversation, such a wonderful program. I'm just so impressed by it. I'm wishing you the best of luck with your college applications and all of the things. But thank you so much for sharing this with us.
Thank you so much, Natalie. This has been an awesome conversation.
Take care.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.